Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joyce Weiss is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Joyce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. She's the corporate energizer, internationally recognized expert on creating more energy in life and business, doing a better job of managing your business, how to make better contacts and keep them, and I'm glad to say that she's been with us now for more than 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Joyce Weiss, welcome back to the show.
Oh, always great to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Good to have you back. I was telling the audience before you got here, Joyce, that in 98, one of the three things that I told my audience in the 20th century that they were going to have to get good at in the 21st century, one of those three things was networking. And that's come to pass, hasn't it? I didn't even know about social media in those days.
I know. But you know what's amazing about that statement is that it's called smart networking. And smart networking is finding the right group. And this has taken me quite a few years to find the right groups, plural, quadruple.
Right.
Just belonging to a group and being a little active is not going to do it. So that's why I look forward to our conversation, because one of the secrets to my success is smart networking. It just has taken me a while to find the ones to join.
So you're saying you need to be a member of more than one community.
Yes.
And you need to make sure the communities you belong to, the ones you give your time to, are the ones that align with what you're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely. The same values that you share, with your business. Make sure that there are competitors there. And I know sometimes when I tell people that, they say, what? Well, then that means they're there because your prospects are
right
there. And the good news is if they're friendly competitors, you can work with each other.
Right.
I mean, in every group, there are some that aren't. They look at you, and why are you here? But you just ignore them and go on.
That was the second thing that I, the second of the three things I recommended in 98, which was build strategic alliances. That's what you just said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's really easy for you and I to say this, but when the listeners, and many of them obviously are doing this, strategic alliances, that takes a while, too, to figure out who they are. For example, at this new chamber that I just joined, there's a divorce attorney, and he is now my strategic partner. And why would that be a good one? I'm a conflict resolution consultant.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be able to refer people, not that I don't want anyone to get divorced, but it is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And he will also do the same when he sees conflict, with his clients. So it takes a while to figure out who are these people. And we only started talking just because I didn't know anyone at this chamber. I went up to this guy. He looked nice. And he knew a lot of people, but he was bored with the members. And he said, let's talk. And now we're going to be meeting and referring to each other.
So, yeah, and you're calling it smart networking. But the thing I'd like to remind people about what you're doing, this is shoe leather, elbow grease effort that you're putting into this. My friend Ivan Meisner, who founded Business Network International, BNI, he says they don't call it, that's the reason they don't call it net play, it's network.
Oh, that's great. and why we're calling it smart is because why give everybody your card when they're going to throw it away anyway? Take their card, get involved with the social networking. And, I mean, you have to earn the right to ask for business from someone. You can't just meet somebody at a network.
You just can't knock on the door, give them your card, and say, let's do business anymore.
No.
Like you could 20, 30 years ago.
Exactly. Exactly, because, I mean, the people are so sick of the sales person, and I'm totally into sales, because when you're a consultant, you're selling yourself.
Right.
But people, you got to be so careful, and so by building these alliances, by getting involved on committees where you can showcase your skills.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're good at speaking, do a lunch and learn. Yeah, it's, maybe you won't get any money, but you then earn the right to say, hey, at the end, if anybody's interested, you know, give me your card. I'll talk to you.
But see, what you're talking about is what I say is the key to selling in the age of the customer, and that is contribute first, contract second.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's a more deliberate and a more patient. It requires more patience than the old model, but it's what people are expecting these days. They're just not doing business with somebody who just walks in the door.
No, and then to piggy bank. Actually, you will have money in your piggy bank if you do these things. To piggyback on what you're saying, use the services from your group. I mean, I just hooked a very small ad out in our local newspaper, but this, and I decided to do this because I wanted to build alliances with this newspaper, because they bring in a lot of trainers. Hello, so for a very small amount of money, it's not just an ad. I told them I want something that's really gonna rock your audience or your readers, and I pushed him a little bit, and he created a phenomenal ad. And, you know, we'll see the next time we speak if it worked, but it's the point, there's another connection.
Mm-hmm.
I did business with him, guess what he's going to be thinking, and
well,
I will then...
That's right.
I've earned the right to say to him, please tell me who you know who brings it, you know, trainers and
this,
conflict resolution.
This is what she's talking about, folks, is she calls it smart networking, but it's what I've been calling... It's what I've been calling professional networking, opposed to an amateur networker. An amateur networker walks up and hands you their card and says, "Hi, I'm Jim. How you like me so far?" And a professional goes in. A professional networker goes in with one prime directive: what can I do to help somebody that I meet today?
That's the whole thing.
If you can say that, if you can say to the person, if you can find a way to help them first, then that's the kind of a networking connection that will get you referrals and direct business.
And I only wish that 90% of the networkers were listening to this, because it's not about you.
That's right. That's the hard part. Givers gain. That's another thing Ivan says. Givers gain. The law of reciprocity. Joyce, give us your website, please.
JoyceWeiss.com.
And when we come back, you're going to make them a special offer, aren't you?
I absolutely
will.
She's
got something special for you, folks. We'll come back after these messages. Joyce Weiss and I will be right back 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.